You know, it's a interesting stat, and I just seen it. I don't know if it was CNN or Washington Post, or I'm not real sure where I've seen it, but it's accurate. Close to being accurate. It's accurate as CNN and Washington Post and these state-run media outlets are. So you heard about the attack that just happened in Indonesia, right? ISIS had a suicide bomber in Indonesia last night. It was late. I was watching the TV. It popped on as a breaking news story. You had a suicide bomber go into, look like a mall, look like an Indonesian strip mall. They had a Starbucks. It was very Americanized. It was very Americanized, but you had a suicide bomber run inside this strip mall, going after a Starbucks. Of all places, Starbucks. It's like these terrorists, they know Starbucks. They know Starbucks. And I figure, of course they do. Because any Starbucks I go to, you always see a few Muslims sitting in the corner. They got their computer on. They're looking sketchy. They're communicating with their fellow brothers and sisters, telling them the layout, you know, who's working the Batista, how do you get into the bathroom, what's the code you need. It's normally #000. So this suicide bomber blew himself up. One man dead, 20 injured. They got lucky. They did. They got lucky. They got lucky. And we're told that in Indonesia, they, and I'm referring to ISIS, have been trying to create a bigger network. A bigger network so they could spread terror to other parts of Southeast Asia. Now, this happened last night, and the other day you had a huge attack in Turkey. Huge. And it was in the heart of a historic tourist area, like a district where, you know, people go and look at the sights and, of course, the sounds of Istanbul. Me, myself, I would never go to Turkey. I don't really care about the sights. I definitely don't care about the sounds. If I want to hear people that sound like they're from Turkey, I'll go to the Glendale Galleria right around the corner from my house. There's plenty of Middle Easterners there. Plenty. So I don't need to listen to people in the heart of Istanbul. But Other people do. Other people like to go there. And Germans happen to be in this area. And 10 of them were killed. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. And wounded a whole bunch of others. I think all said and done, you're looking at, oh man, 25, 30 people, roughly. Germans, people from Norway, Peru, and South Korea. And an interesting tidbit about this attack was that it was carried out by a Syrian man who was born in 1988. He was affiliated with ISIL. His name, if I can pronounce it right, is Nabil Fadli. Nabil Fadli. Ay, 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 these names. But here's the extremely interesting part. He was Saudi born. Yes, go figure. He was born in Saudi Arabia. Interesting, right? I think a few days ago we talked about all, if not all, 90% of terror attacks that happen in this country and or around the world are committed by people who are from Saudi Arabia. The 9/11 Commission has 20 plus pages that were never released to the public that outline Saudi Arabia's involvement in 9/11. Involvement meaning their government, people from within their government that have and still fund different groups, different organizations that funnel money and other resources to Al-Qaeda and now what we know as ISIS. These are facts, okay? This isn't Islamophobia. These are facts, all right? These are facts. So here you have a ISIS attack in Turkey, killing tourists, making it not safe to go to a tourist hotspot. And the individual was born in Saudi Arabia. We have a problem. We have a real problem with these people. You know, the stat that I seen that says since June, okay? Since June. And I'm not talking about this past June. Talking about back in 2014 when ISIS burst on the scene. When ISIS said, we are going to create a caliphate. There has been over 60 attacks and over 1,100 people killed. And remember, Obama said in his State of the Union address, these are nothing more than a bunch of dirty apartment dwelling, dirty pickup truck driving killers. Nothing more. Just a bunch of dudes that have taken over a couple apartment buildings and drive a bunch of broken down American pickup trucks. Yeah, those guys that have taken over giant, and I mean giant, pieces of land in Yemen, Iraq, Syria, and Libya. Not bad for a bunch of guys hanging out the windows of broken down apartment buildings and tooling around and beat up American pickup trucks. Over 60 attacks. Imagine that, over 60 attacks. Well over 1,100 people murdered. And those aren't soldiers. Not that that's better. I'm just saying it's not in war. It's not on the battlefield. It's not, hey, we've lost 1,100 soldiers in this war, which, again, is not acceptable, but it's expected. It's a difference. Acceptable and expected are different. This is civilians. This is somebody that's looking at a picture in a store window saying, wow, that's really nice. I'd like to buy that. That's somebody listening to a rock band from America. And somebody bursts in a door and starts shooting people in the head. These are people eating tea and crumpets. And somebody detonates a bomb that is strapped to a vest. And the President of the United States acts like none of this is happening. This is San Bernardino, people having a Christmas party. Imagine that. 2 weeks from Christmas. Christmas trees, ornaments. It's heartbreaking. Those people's lives will never be the same because those murders, those families that lost their loved ones, will always, always remember Christmas because of what happened to their loved ones, the horror that happened, and not for the happiness that Christmas is supposed to bring. Think about that. Christmas, for those people, is forever ruined. Forever ruined. Forever. As long as those people live, that one time a year, when you start seeing the Christmas ornaments going up and you start hearing news broadcasts talking about the official start of the holiday season, those people for 30 plus days get reminded of what happened to their loved ones by Islamo Nazis. by Muslims who want to destroy the way we live our lives. Muslims who want to create a caliphate. Muslims. Yes, I said it. Muslims. And the president acts like it doesn't exist. And here we have two attacks coming before and after the State of the Union address, where he, the president, acts like it's a few hooligans running around the Middle East in pickup trucks and living in a shanty village. It's amazing. And not for nothing, I know this is a Republican talking point, and I think it's a liberal talking point, which is not to crap all over Saudi Arabia because they're our ally. But I think it's time that we reevaluate this relationship with Saudi Arabia. Because if that's our ally, if that's somebody that likes us, I could only imagine what's going on with countries that really don't like us. What's going on with countries that really buys us? That's terrifying. That's terrifying. Saudi Arabia has never been our friend. Saudi Arabia is responsible for 9/11, and they're responsible for all of the terrorist scum that enter our land and other people's land. And this attack in Turkey proves it once again. And then to top it off, this attacker had registered as a Syrian refugee. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a mic drop. Yes, fact. This Turkey bomber, I know it sounds funny, Turkey bomber, but this bomber had registered as a Syrian refugee. Syrian refugee who was born in Saudi Arabia, who killed 10 Germans at a Turkish tourist site. You know, when people say Republicans are just being paranoid about the refugees, the vetting process is flawless. This story brings to light once again that these vetting processes are not flawless. There's a real problem with vetting people. And here's the fundamental issue. You can't vet individuals that have a belief and have a thought process that goes against every value that the West has. And Democrats prescribe to that notion every time they say, talking about Islam and questioning the religion, and saying things that Muslims could get offended by, creates terrorists and inflames the situation. So Democrats back up the notion that all these Muslims have this hatred inside. They have that chemical inside their brain that makes them susceptible to blowing things up and committing mass murder. So no vetting will ever work, because they all have it deep down inside.